This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are happy to report now on the economic stimulus package that's making its way out into the American economy. Wait, you hadn't heard about that one? No, Congress and the White House haven't done anything, as you are no doubt aware. Oil is where we're at today. Cheap crude is helping Americans' pocketbooks in ways not unlike an actual stimulus package, if somehow the price of oil can manage to stay low. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
Call it what you will. Crude oil dividend, discount, energy quantitative easing. Oil is 25% cheaper since the peak of the summer. And for drivers, the stimulus is instant. Ed Herz in Houston is energy economist at Hill House Resources.
Every additional dollar or two that you save at the pump, you can use as a disposable income right away. Now you have more money for fast food or the six-pack of beer that you've been foregoing for the last year or two.
Beer may not last that long, but you get the point. Now, if oil prices stay low, and many bet it will, the savings add up to a $200 billion annual stimulus, estimates Citigroup. That's about the size of the congressional stimulus in 2008. Citi says the global economic boost is $1.1 trillion, again, annually. Economist Stephen Brown at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, figures the typical American family saves about $40 a month.
Consumers in Washington, D.C., New York, and California, among a variety of areas in the United States, will all see benefits.
He says fortunes flip for energy producers. States like North Dakota had benefited from high prices. And global petrol producers like Venezuela are also hurting from low prices. Here's Jamie Webster of consultancy IHS CIRA.
It limits the ability to spend on some of the expensive social programs that you have within Venezuela.
But for the world's energy hogs, and that'd be us, North America, enjoy the sale price while it lasts. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.